Hey everyone, it's RJ. Welcome to another tarot reading. Well, it's a pick a card reading, or pick a deck, or pick a stack, or pick an option, whatever. Reading for, well, it's not really for any month. It's actually a timeless reading, as it says over here. So this is for any of you who have been mulling over a certain issue, thinking about whether to stay or to go, to do something or not. Any question that requires or is answerable by a yes or no, a close-ended question would be best for this one. Now I will be giving you, this time I'm going to be giving you five, I think, yeah. I'll do five stacks for you to choose from. Now, it doesn't, you know, it won't be corresponding to a yes, a no, or whatever. So, depending on the cards that I get on the deck or from the deck itself, from the stack, I will be able to tell you if the answer is a yes, a no, and the reason behind why it's a yes or a no. Or if we get some other answer, I'm also open to that. However, as much as possible, we want to be closing it into a, you know, yes or a no. We want to be definite with our answer. So any question, if you already have a question in mind, try to hold it in your mind for a little while I choose the decks that would go in every stack. Okay, so even as early as now, you can already make up your mind, even if I don't have the stacks yet, and even if I don't have the numbers yet. However, if you really want to wait for it because you want to go and check it out and see it for yourself, that's fine as well. Follow your intuition. Whatever you feel is good for you, whatever feels right, just do it. All right, now I will be shuffling a little bit, and I will be laying out the decks and cards for you. So if you are very eager to get to your selected reading or selection, I will be timestamping this video so you can go directly to that. However, for those of you who enjoy watching tarot readers shuffle, then by all means, you can stay and wait for, you know, watch the entire thing. Because sometimes I also talk and say stuff that may interest you or not. But anyway, well, thank you so much for clicking on the video, first of all. I appreciate you being here. If it's your first time here, which most likely you are a first timer, my name is RJ and I'm an intuitive card reader, tarot reader. I channel as well. I am also a medium, but I don't really practice that a lot in a personal, professional sense. But I do it occasionally here on YouTube, which is also one of the reasons why I will, after this, I will also do a reading that will channel messages coming from your, you know, dearly beloved, dearly departed friends, families, co-workers, or loved ones who have since passed on. I did that before, and I feel like I should do another one this time. Okay, but that's for later. For now, let's start shuffling. All right. Let's start with this smallish deck. This is the Morgan Greer. I love this because it's very small. I'll just get one card for every stack so that we don't take forever. I used to get two cards per deck, but I realized that it takes me forever to finish. So let's just get one. Okay. Next deck. This one is my favorite as well. Well, this is really my most favorite. This is my very first deck. This is the original Rider-Waite Tarot. Okay, spirit. Yes, no, maybe. Hold the question in your mind as I shuffle. Ooh, I was just trying to. That card is very active. It wants to rotate. I love doing my shuffling as I... Yeah, when I record the video. I could do this before I hit record, but I don't know. I always feel like it's better when I do it this way. I feel like I channel better. Alright, next one. Thought Tarot. After this, I'll do the channeled messages from your dearly departed, right? After that, I'll do the March readings for all the signs, individual signs as usual. Oh, and I remember I did say that I'm gonna be doing live streaming. I wasn't able to do that, but I'll try my best to do it as soon as I can. For those of you who would like to tune in, I would normally do that around 7-8 p.m. Eastern. So if you're not subscribed yet and you're interested in watching the daily readings, where I would also offer free yes/no readings, you better subscribe now. And don't forget to turn on the notifications bell so that you get notified whenever I go live. Ooh, what's that? All right, last deck. Okay, is it the last one? No, not the last one though. Not the last one. Oh my goodness, they're flying. Okay, they're in a hurry to come out. I forgot to turn on my timer, like always. I forget that. I don't even know why I bothered to put that, because I always forget, but whatever. Let's start it anyway. We're already at the 8th marker. Doesn't want to move. It's stuck or something. Okay. Ooh. All right. And finally, the last one. Last deck. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are just tuning in, or I don't know, for some reason you jumped at the 9:28:29 section of the video, we're doing a timeless reading for any yes/no question that you have. I have 5 piles of cards for you from various decks that you can choose from. And I will tell you whether the answer to your question is a yes or a no, and why. Alright! Finally, it has happened. Alright, let's put numbers. This is 1. This is 2. This is 3. This is 4 and 5. There you go. Alright. Go and choose which one you like. Okay. Let's put something. Carnelian. Amazonite. Tiger's Eye. Lapis Lazuli. Amethyst. Alright. Choose your deck. Think of your question, okay, and then choose the stack that you want. Are you ready? Wait, I'm gonna choose mine as well. Wait, what was my question? Okay, are you ready? Let's go! Dun 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 dun. Let's start with 1, of course. Okay. I'm so messy with my cards. This is why I don't really do a lot of pick a cards, because I feel like it's such a, I don't know, it's so messy when I do it. All right. For those of you who selected stack number 1 for your yes or no, let's see what the answer is for you. You have 5 of swords, 7 of cups, 10 of swords, triumph, and 6 of cups. Okay, I feel like your question has something to do with a soulmate or someone, or an ex, or someone that you've had a certain shared past with. So, whether this is a lover, a family member, a friend, whatever, this is someone that you share a past with. Maybe someone that you spent your childhood with, or maybe not your childhood, but you have a past with this person, okay? So yeah, could be your ex, most likely your ex. And the answer to your question, well, it's, this is the first time that I'm stumped for an answer. Well, the answer is it's a no, but it's a good no. I'll explain why. Okay, first of all, whatever your question is, okay, the answer is a no, but it's a good no, because saying no to this is going to be for your benefit, to your benefit. It will be good for you in the end. The reason why it's better to say no is because, first of all, this whatever question you have, whatever issue this one is, it involves a lot of conflict. It involves a lot of mind games. It's people trying to one-up each other. It's a very steep competition, maybe even more than competition. It's there's malice, you know. You know how there are healthy competitions where, you know, you need to compete with each other because that's just how it is. It makes you better when you compete with someone, right? You better yourself in a way, because you want to win. However, in this scenario, whatever this is for you, it's not a healthy competition. It's a competition that has malice in it. Okay, so whether you're in a relationship and this relationship is one where you are rivals in a way, because one wants to be greater or better than the other, and there I sense here a lot of jealousy, a lot of someone is accomplished and the other person involved here is not. Okay, whether this is romantic, platonic, whatever relationship you're talking about here, whether it's a business relationship, one is accomplished, the other is not, and the other person has a lot of options, the other person does not have a lot of options. Actually, they don't have any. The other one does not have any option. One is living a life that's like spiraling into doom, and the other one is actually winning, succeeding, successful in life. It's not a very good combination, obviously. Normally, you would think, you know, opposites attract. One that is successful, the other one is a failure. Well, they're probably going to they're going to be a good combination because, I don't know, one pulls the other, or one makes the other a better person, one makes the other person aspire for success because they see that in somebody. But then that's not the case over here. Here, instead of the other person, okay, the person who's failing, instead of them being inspired by the one who is succeeding, this is not what's happening over here. They are jealous, they are envious, they are holding a grudge. They feel that this is not deserved. They feel that they are better, which is weird because if they are better, then why are they not more successful, right? But regardless, like I told you, if you're thinking about wanting to reunite with an ex that you've had an issue with in the past, I don't think it's going to be good for you. Okay, so the answer is a no, because it's for your own benefit. And when you say no, this is what will propel you to even more success. Because I feel that you're the one here on the successful side. The other person most likely is the one who is on the other, you know, side of the fence, where they're not as successful. Maybe even really I'm hearing here a series of unfortunate events. Okay, I'm not saying they're bad, I'm not saying they're awful, I'm not saying they're lazy, I'm not saying I'm just saying this person, whoever this is, may have had a series of unfortunate events, and these events that happened in their life caused them to be bitter about life in general and about other people as well. So they're not the type of people who will rejoice at someone else's victory. Even if it doesn't take away from them, they don't care. They don't want anyone else succeeding. That's what I sense here. So really, when you say no to this, it's just going to make you even better. It's going to make you even more successful. I feel like, you know, this is the best way to deal with this. It's a no. Okay, number one, it's a no for you, but it's for your own good. It will benefit you greatly. All right, So, thank you so much for watching. I hope that it helps you in your decision making. Remember, these are just cards and I'm just reading them for you. It may or may not resonate with you. And you have your own free will. This is just, you know, a healthy, entertaining exercise of trying to find out energy surrounding your situation. But in the end, you make your own decisions. It is your life. You decide. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for everything. Oh, if you haven't subscribed yet, don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe here. There. There's a button there that says subscribe. Go and click that, like right now. And the bell. Don't forget the bell. Because I'll be seeing you in the, what do you call that? Live streams. So that you can ask me your yes, no question. And I'm going to be answering it for free. Okay. That's it. Let's go to number two. Number two. Dun, 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 dun. All right. For those of you who selected stack number two, maybe Amazonite over here. Let's go and get your cards and see what the answer is to your question. You have the King of Swords. You have the Navigator of Engines. You have the Prince of Swords. You have the Seven of Pentacles and the Five of Pentacles. It's a lot of swords. Two swords, two pentacles. Okay. I'm not going to be mentioning the signs anymore. I mean, it doesn't really help much. All you need to know is if it's a yes or a no, right? For this one, this is another no. Like right off the bat, it's a no. Okay, it's a no. It's a no, and there's also a condition. Okay, it's a no, and it involves waiting. Yeah, this one here, Seven of Pentacles, you have to wait for something. It's a no because you have to wait for something. That's the answer to that. That's why it's a no. Okay. It's also a no because it will cause you financial ruin. I don't normally say that, but that's what they're telling me. It's going to cause you financial and emotional ruin. That's why it's a no. It's also telling me that this is something that you've been thinking a lot. Okay, you've been thinking about this too much. It's draining your mental energy. So this is something you've been thinking about for quite a while now, for quite some time. And this is something that you are very passionate about, okay? You are very driven. You want this, whatever this is, okay? You want this so much. But like I said, it's a no for now, okay? It's a no for now. How long do you have to wait, okay? Because I'm getting it's a no for now. You have to wait, okay? You have to, oh my goodness, you have to wait 7 years for this one. It's a long time, right? But that's what I'm getting. You have to wait 7 years. I don't know if you can wait that long, okay? I'm getting the message that waiting for 7 years is like the best, the ideal, waiting time for this one. I'm hearing curing. So like in construction, I don't know if you're familiar with like when you construct something, right? Like with cement and pave, when you pave the streets, there's a curing period, right? Like a certain you know what curing is, obviously. Even for food, for cooking, right? You have to let it sit for a little while before you can use it or step on it or whatever, because that's the minimum time it needs to establish the strength and reliability necessary to make this either profitable for you or beneficial for you in one way, you know, one way, shape, form, another, whatever. But yes, it's saying 7 years. So that's the ideal. You can wait 5 years. So that's a little bit shorter, right? 5 years. It's not going to be as strong and as reliable as if you wait 7 years. 5 years is just gonna be so-so. You know, like, okay, it can work. It can be beneficial, but you won't be able to reap the benefits entirely. So I'm thinking, let's say you are thinking about getting treasury bonds, you know, security bonds, what do they call that? Treasury bills, T-bills, stocks, that sort of thing. If this is something that involves some sort of investment that you have, whether it's liquid investment or real estate or some other form of investment, I'm thinking that's the ideal time. That's between 5 to 7 years is the ideal time before the answer turns into a yes, right? But for now, or anything below 5 would be a no. 5 would be okay, but it's not the best. 7 is the best. Okay, it involves a lot of waiting. Yeah, and the reason why also it involves a lot of waiting, I see a lot of paperwork involved in this. I don't know, are you processing some sort of, maybe some sort of immigration? Someone wants to, it's like someone wants to move to a different country or something like that. Or if that's not the case, and it's something about books. Okay, there's something about books. So I'm thinking accounting related. It could be a business that has to do with books, you know, with finances, financial bookkeeping. But it could also be related to books because this is something related to education. Education or teaching, something like that. Or anything that involves knowledge acquisition or the giving of knowledge. I'm also sensing maybe somebody here wants to take architecture or civil engineering. Yeah, something of that sort. Or industrial engineering. So if this is something related to education or something like that, it's the same thing. I'm sensing 5 to 7 years is like your golden number for whatever this is. So maybe it's a course in college that takes you 5 years to complete and then 2 years to, I don't know, have some sort of residency or on-the-job training or something like that. But yeah, you have to wait 7 years. Like before you can harvest entirely whatever this is, it will take 7 years. So again, whether this is school, education, investment, monetary or otherwise, I'm not sensing love over here. I don't feel like it's something related to that. If there is, maybe there's one or two of you here who has a question that's related to love, and if it's a question related to love, it's still a no. And the reason is because it's going to cost you, you know, financial and maybe even health-related physical ruin for some reason. And by physical, I don't mean it, you're going to get hurt, like physically be hurt. What I mean is the physical, it's weird because I'm thinking mental but physical as well. But something that that's more tangible, something that you can, whose effects can be felt, can be touched, it's tangible. So whatever ruin this is, that it may cause you, if you insist on making this a yes, this is something that will be felt and will be felt greatly. Okay, so you know, it really depends on your situation how that will resonate, because it's a general reading. But on a very, you know, general sense, for those of you selected this pile, this stack, number 2, the answer is no for now, and you have to wait for 5 to 7 years before the answer could be a yes. 5 years would be okay, but 7 years would be best in terms of waiting, okay? So, again, I see a lot of paperwork for this one. Paperwork, maybe assignments, maybe like I said, documentation, because it involves traveling maybe, or something like that. But there's a lot of paperwork. Like, even now, I sense it, like, it's stressing me out that there's a lot of paperwork. Okay. What number are we now? Oh, number 3. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for watching pile number 2. I hope that, you know, it helps you out. And if you haven't subscribed yet, it's the best time to subscribe over here. Okay, here, somewhere here. There's a subscribe button there. Okay. Pile number 3. Here we go. Those of you who selected pile or stack number 3 with a tiger's eye, is it a yes? Is it a no? What do we have for your question? Queen of Pentacles. 5 of Submersibles. Ooh, art. 10, King of Pentacles. Okay. Ace of Swords. Ooh, alright. Well, do I need to say it? I still need to say it, yeah? Well, this one is a yes. It's a resounding yes. Thank God we have a yes. This is a yes. I mean, look at this one. I feel like this is about a relationship. This could be about a partnership. I feel like this is love. Even if the only water energy I see is the 5 of Submersibles, which is, if you think about it, this translates to the 5 of Cups. And the 5 of Cups has been associated with some sort of regret or dwelling in the past over a past mistake, right? It's like crying over spilled milk, that sort of thing. But over here, though, I don't see it that way. I see it here as something that, when you look at this guy over here, he's just looking at something, you know, behind him. It's almost like he's sad about the past, but he's moving on. You know, he is acknowledging the past, but he's moving on from it. He is not dwelling on it anymore. It's almost like the only reason why he's looking at it is because he wants to remember the lessons. Yeah, he wants to take the lessons that he learned from that experience and wants to take it into the future. So it's the only reason why he's looking back. Kind of like retracing his steps so that he does not make the same mistakes. Now, another thing that we have to note over here is that we have the Queen of Pentacles and the King of Pentacles. And you know this, if you have been watching or reading tarot, if you're a tarot reader yourself, you know this. When the King and Queen of the same suit show up for a reading, this means a very strong partnership. Okay, this could be marriage. Most of the time, it is marriage. Or if it's not marriage, it's a very strong partnership that normally results in cohabitation. So maybe even if you're not really married or you don't get married to this person, which I assume has something to do with your question, because I assume this is a love question for those of you who picked number 3. It's related to love, relationships. Yeah, it's more emotional. So anyway, when you see the King and Queen of the same suit show up for a reading, it's a very stable, very firm, you know, grounded, especially its pentacles. It's a very grounded relationship. This is, it's telling you that it's very solid. I'm even sensing this energy, like, woof. Like, it's so heavy in a good way. Heavy in the sense that I'm thinking, what is that? Is it Parthenon? Parthenon. The thing, that structure that has like very heavy, very strong pillars somewhere in Greece. I'm sensing that sort of energy. This, you are building something that is very strong over here. It's something that would stand the test of time. It's the stuff of legends. It's one for the books. It's something that will be passed on from generation to generation, because you know the King of Pentacles is a very grounded, rooted sort of energy where it's so established that, like I said, it can stand the test of time. It's something that you will be passing on to the next generation. Now, joined by the Queen of Pentacles, whose love really, you know, revolves around family and, you know, the home front, whether it's the physical structure of the home and the home being like the proverbial, you know, energy of the home, like wherever you are, you know, where you are, where your heart is, there your home is, kind of something like that. I forgot what, how they say it, but where your heart is, there your home is. I don't know, I keep on saying that. I don't remember the simpler term, but whatever, you already know what I'm trying to say. But I'm just saying, this is a definite resounding, screaming yes. Okay, and any doubts whatsoever in your mind that has to do with the past, it's something that you should not think about anymore. It should not bother you, because like I said, especially if you're a woman and you are thinking or doubting the male energy over here, or because, you know, we have the masculine and feminine energy, right? It doesn't really refer to gender. So whether this is like whatever kind of relationship this is, it doesn't have to be male and female. It could be both women, it could be both men, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But whoever it is that's carrying the masculine energy seems to be doubted, or is being doubted by the one carrying the feminine energy over here. If there ever is any doubt of the divine masculine's energy, there should not be any doubt right now. I'm telling you right now that the only reason why they are looking back or mentioning the past, maybe this is a past relationship that they've had, and maybe it's bothering you, maybe you're thinking it's going to affect your future or your present even. No, if there's any effect, it's a good one, because they are only looking back or mentioning the past because they are trying to learn from it. They want to make sure that they learn from it, that they don't forget the lessons that they learned from this experience. But it's not because they're doubting you, or it's not because they want to go back into the past to whoever this person is. That's not the situation. So don't worry about it. Now, if that's not enough convincing for you, you still have the major arcana here, which is art. This art is equivalent kind of to the Temperance card in the original Rider-Waite. And so this is like a very beautiful and strong merger of the divine feminine and divine masculine energy. Like I said, this is a very compatible relationship where you don't just fit into a puzzle, you amplify things, you know, you and this person are mirrors of each other, and it's almost like you're a mirror, they're a mirror, they have their energy, you have yours, so you're shining your energy this way, they're shining their energy this way, and then when you put them across each other, you're facing each other, the energy is like, whoa, it's like exponential. So this is really very good. Now, if that's not enough still, you still have the Ace of Swords, which is the beginning of, you know, finding clarity. Okay? If there ever was any confusion of any sort in your mind or in their mind, this tells you that there is no reason, like I was saying a while ago with the Five of Cups, or Five of Submersibles, to ever wonder or ever doubt this relationship, because it's destined, it's fated, it's supposed to happen, it's orchestrated by the universe. And I'm hearing clear as day, this relationship is going to be clear as day. And you'll get your yes answer. You're getting your yes answer even clear as day. So it's a yes. Whatever the question is that you have in your mind. Also, this tells me that this is going to be a relationship that is built on honesty, integrity, and all the good stuff. There would be no games, no nothing of that sort. You and this person, you come together as very transparent individuals. You're not hiding anything. They're not hiding anything. And the best thing about this is that you accept each other fully and wholly as you are. You know, there's no doubt in each other's mind anymore, at least at this point. Maybe before you watch this reading, you were doubting, but now I say I don't sense it. Maybe this reading did it for you, but whatever did it, I feel like all doubts are already dispelled. This is it. It's a yes. How else do you want me to, I don't know, there's no other way of saying it. It's a yes. Okay? It's a yes. And it's a beautiful, majestic, reliable, dependable, for the books. Yes. Okay. All right. So thank you so much for watching. Those of you who chose number 3, don't forget to subscribe here. If you haven't subscribed yet, this one, it's so easy. It says subscribe. Just click on that. Okay. It might get you a free reading, so why not? All right, what number are we now? Number four. For those of you who chose stack number 4 with the lapis lazuli, there it is. Okay, is it a yes or a no for number 4? You have the Five of Pentacles over here. You have the Four of Engines. The Knight of Swords. The Seven of Wands. And the Page of Pentacles. Ooh, okay. Okay. I feel like this is, your question has something to do with either family related, something with your son, if you have a son or a daughter, or someone who is younger than you. If it's not a son or a daughter, maybe this is a relationship where someone is significantly younger than the other one. It has everything. This stack over here has everything. You have earth, you have wands, you have you have fire, you have air. Oh, you don't have water though. Okay, there's no water. Okay. Okay, I feel like for this one, I'm sensing that the answer here is a no. It's a no. And I'm going to tell you why it's a no. Okay. First of all, it's a no because whatever your question is, it seems like there's a lot of struggle involved. First, you have financial struggle involved over here. Second, you may also have, so this could be and or, so financial and or, societal issues or concerns, meaning there's another issue that you will be facing. Could be some sort of backlash from society in general, or your family members or your friends. This seems like a relationship. If this is a relationship, which I feel it may be, okay, if this is a romantic relationship, this is something that is not, I wouldn't say not accepted, but is frowned upon. Okay, it's frowned upon. Maybe it has to do because of the age difference. Maybe it's the age difference. Yeah, maybe it's the age difference which makes it. And then it makes the other person very defensive. I feel like it's you who's being defensive about this. It is like you're spending a lot of time just defending this relationship to your friends and family and, like I said, society in general, because they don't approve of this. And it also seems like a relationship that happens so fast, so quickly. It's like if this is a relationship that you have, it may have been like a whirlwind romance. So not only are they questioning probably the age difference, maybe even cultural difference, but also the fact that it happened so quickly that they're thinking you may not have given it, you know, careful thought. I feel like this also involves some sort of movement, moving. So I feel like one of you wants to move to where the other is, or both of you are moving to someplace else. And it's slow. Okay, if you are thinking about, let's say, migrating somewhere with this person, like, you know, let's say you're from a different country, they're from a different country, you met somewhere, maybe online, I don't know, or maybe someone is a tourist or something like that, but you met somehow, you had a relationship. So one of the options is for one of you to move to the other person. So this person moves here, or this person moves here, or the other option is for you to just be together and then move elsewhere. Okay, elsewhere, not in either of yours, you know, countries. But it's a very slow process, and it's a struggle. It's a struggle. I also feel like one is moving from a different climate to another, like from, let's say, from a more temperate climate to a colder one, and vice versa. This may also involve children, so maybe this is why I'm picking up children or someone young. Okay, so maybe you have a child, they have a child, there's children involved here. And when I say children, they don't have to be like very young. They could be, you know, they could be in their 20s or their teens, but there's someone here that's like influencing the result. Or the outcome, kind of. Or just influencing the whole, you know, decision-making process. So, yeah, it's a no. I don't know what your question is, but I'm sensing that it's a no, and that's the reason. It's a struggle. It's going to be a struggle. Now, again, remember, you know, these readings are general. And like I said, these are suggestions. And this is just a reading of the prevailing energies to show you things that you may be missing or forgetting or not paying attention to. But in the end, you know, it really depends on you, how you want to decide. But you know, you're here anyway, so I assume that you want to consult the cards, and if you're going to ask the cards are saying that it's a no. It's going to be a struggle. You're going to be in constant defense. You are going to be like in perpetual defensive mode for whatever this is. I don't feel like the quote-unquote persecution from all sides are ever going to dwindle or settle down. So I feel like it's going to be a constant issue for you. And so much so that it's almost like you have to fly from one area to another or transfer from one area to another again and again. Because you will always be pestered, I'm hearing that, pestered by this issue. I'm really sensing something about this issue that's unacceptable. Like I said, I don't really want to say it's unacceptable. I don't feel like. But there's something odd, is what I'm sensing. Not that it's unacceptable. Maybe it is unacceptable to some people. Maybe not. But I think I'm more sensing odd. There's something odd about it. Something not usual or unusual about this situation. But, you know, whatever this is, like I said, the answer is a no, because it's going to be a struggle for you. That's all I'm getting. So if you insist on doing this, like if you insist on getting a yes, is what I'm sensing. If you insist on getting a yes, you can always do that, but it's going to be a struggle. Prepare for perpetual. This is what I'm getting. Prepare for perpetual struggle. It's not going to end. Okay, so if you don't want that struggle, if you're not ready for that, then take the advice, which is a no. All right, I hope this helps you out, number four. And thank you so much for watching. I hope you hit that like button there if you like it. And don't forget to subscribe if you want to have access to the call this live streams where you can ask me yes or no questions, and I'll be answering your question for free in the coming days. I don't have a schedule yet, but I'm gonna have that. So if you want to be part of that, you want to have that opportunity to get a free reading, don't forget to click on subscribe over here. That button over there, it's waiting for you. Click on it. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for everything. All right, see you in the next reading. All right, let's go to number five. The last one, but not the least. Definitely not the least. Number five. Oops. So for those of you who chose stack or pile number five with the amethyst over here, let's find out the answer to your question. Is it a yes? Is it a no? And why? Okay. So you have Ace of Cups. That's nice. Ace of Submersibles. Oh, you have Five of Discs. A little bit of worrying. Mm-hmm. Six of Pentacles over there, and the Hermit. All right. A lot of Pentacle energy. And so, yeah. Equal Pentacle energy and cups, and the Hermit over here is Earth energy, Virgo as well. So I guess we're leaning towards the more practical side of things, but mixed in with the practical is the emotional aspect of it as well. So, but whatever your question is, number five, the answer for you is a yes. It's a big yes, and it's an emotionally fulfilling yes. Because, first of all, you have the Ace of Cups. You have the Ace of Submersibles. Now, the Ace of Submersibles is the Ace of Cups practically in the original Rider-Waite Tarot. So, you practically got two Ace of Cups if you think about it. So, it's like emotional fulfillment twice. Okay, twice. So this is, I feel like this is something that has to do with, again, relationships. So for those of you who chose number five, I feel like this is something that has to do with the relationship. Whether it's a romantic relationship, platonic, business, but something to do with the relationship. But more, I feel like it's more leaning on either of the two. One is the more practical business side, the other one is the more emotional side. So whichever applies to you, or maybe it's a mix of both for you, it's still a yes. Okay, now let's go first and discuss the emotional side of things, okay, with the cups. Again, you have two aces, Ace of Cups. So this is beneficial for both of you. This is emotionally fulfilling for both sides, you and the other side. Okay, so even if it's a business venture, it's still the same thing. It's going to be emotionally fulfilling, but I feel like it's more in the heart area, heart space, heart concerns. So yeah, this will make you happy, and it will make them happy, equally happy as well. Because you know, in relationships, sometimes the reason why something does not work out in the end is because there's only one person benefiting. There's only one person who is emotionally fulfilled and the other one's getting drained. Okay, but here I feel like both of you are being fulfilled or are going to be fulfilled if this is something that's going to be happening in the future or something that you're asking about that concerns the future. Now, with the presence of the Six of Pentacles over here even highlights this fact even more, that there's an equal give and take happening over here. So it's like you are giving as much as you're taking in the same way this other person is giving as much as they're taking. So no one is taking advantage of the other. Both of you are benefiting from this, which is why it's very fulfilling for you. However, with the Five of Discs over here, the five, you know, in the tarot is about struggles, challenges, and things like that. They don't have to be a bad thing. I mean, people think it's a bad thing because it's a, you know, it's a struggle. But really, if you don't struggle, if there are no challenges, then what's the point of life, right? You know, encountering struggles and challenges, it's what makes us better. It's what makes us rise to the occasion, right? And then, you know, deliver if we need to. It keeps us on our toes. So I feel like what the only reason this Five of Discs showed up over here as worry is that maybe one is you are thinking about the financial aspect of this relationship. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know if we can make it. I don't know if we can survive. But I don't feel like it's going to be an issue because, like I said, you with the six of pentacles over here, it's telling me that there's equal give and take. So there's balance happening. Plus, two ace of cups for both of you tell me that not only is there going to be balance in terms of the practical side of things, which is your money and your property and things like that, your businesses even, but there's also balance in terms of the emotional aspect. And then when you think about those two having, you know, the best of both worlds, it's balance again. So it all goes back to balance. Now, you may also be involved with the Virgo. I don't know why I keep on saying that. I told the other stacks that I'm not going to be mentioning signs. But for this one, I don't know why it's very strong. The Hermit is coming to me very strong and giving me the energy of the Virgo. So maybe you are a Virgo, they are a Virgo, they have somewhere. They have Virgo somewhere in their chart, or you have Virgo somewhere in your chart. Or this could also be... this could also mean someone who is very established, maybe a really older person that you're asking about. If this is not a relationship, I mean, not a romantic relationship, you could also be asking about your father, your grandfather, or someone in your life who is older. Like, when I say old, it's like in their 60s and above. But even if that's the question, the answer is still a yes for this one. Also, showing up the hermit in the context of the one that I was discussing a while ago about emotional fulfillment in the practical sense, the hermit over here tells me that both of you have come to a realization or have reached some sort of spiritual evolution of sorts where you have gone within and have learned your lessons. This is the reason why now you are able to be balanced in your life and, you know, give as much as you take, which is also the reason why there's emotional fulfillment for both sides, for both of you. So someone over here has matured to the extent that they are very secure in themselves. They have, quote unquote, seen the light. Okay, they have seen the light. They know what the essence and importance of life is. And this is the reason why it's a yes, whatever this is. Okay, if this is anything that concerns a relationship, that is for the good of the relationship, I feel like this is a yes for you. Okay, yes, there will be challenges here. It's not going to be perfect, but I feel like the challenges are only going to make you both better. Because even if, you know, challenges can make or break relationships, right? Depending on the quality of people who make up the relationship. But in your case, I feel like you're very strong people who have a very good practical sense, business sense even, and a very good hold of your emotions at the same time. So if you have both of them really balanced, it doesn't really matter how many struggles and challenges you have to go through, because you are sort of built for that. You're kind of cut out for that sort of thing, and it's only going to make you even stronger. It's only going to make the relationship even stronger, right? So yeah, prepare for challenges, but also rejoice in the fact that you are both ready for it, you're prepared for it, and you'll be made better for it. Okay, so it's a yes for you, group number 5. Alright, thanks so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it. If you did like it, please smash that like button. I want to get, 100 likes. Can we get 100 likes? Oh my god, let's get 100 likes. Okay, that's it. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe over here. Right there. I've made it so easy for you. Like, really, all you have to do is click on that and you're subscribed. It doesn't take a lot of strength, a lot of energy. Plus, you also get the chance to get a free yes-no reading when I do my live streams. So, I hope that you subscribed already. And if you did, thank you so much. If you're already a subscriber from the very beginning, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. I hope that you enjoyed this reading. I hope you got something out of it. Yay, yay, yay. Very good. Everyone's happy. That's it. Thank you so much for everything. And I'll see you in the next reading. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Don't forget to share this. Enjoy. Bye.